This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. With the 4th of July just a few weeks away, many families are making plans for outdoor celebrations, and many of those celebrations will include fireworks. While consumer-grade fireworks are available for purchase in the tri-state, the laws vary by state. Here to discuss fireworks laws across the tri-state and safety concerns are Captain Maurice Vassar with the Cincinnati Fire Department, Fire Chief Dan Matthew with the Covington Fire Department, Nancy Rossi of Rossi Famous Fireworks, and John Erickson, Director of Public Affairs with the Indiana Department of Homeland Security. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And thank you, everybody, for joining us this afternoon. Let's start by talking about the various laws that we have around the tri-state area. And John, if you would start for us, what does Indiana have to say in terms of its fireworks laws?
Fireworks 1.4G, which is consumer-grade fireworks, are legal in Indiana to purchase and use. There are restrictions based on certain times. You can't use them generally after 11 or midnight, before 9 a.m., there are a lot of other restrictions that can occur due to local ordinance, but there are state laws that that set certain times that people can use them, particularly around the Independence Day holiday. That's a summary of our laws.
Yeah, I know at one point in Indiana, when you purchased fireworks, you also had to purchase a license. I think it cost like $3 or $4. Is that still the case in Indiana?
It is not for citizens to purchase fireworks. They don't have to purchase any kind of license. They just have to be at least 18 years old and purchase from a permitted vendor.
Now, in Indiana, do you differentiate, is a bottle rocket and a firecracker, say an M80 type thing, is that considered a firework in Indiana?
It is. A bottle rocket, firecracker, all kinds of spinners, fountains, Roman candles, those are all legal in Indiana to use. Sparklers are legal, so there's a wide variety.
Now, Chief Matthew, what do Kentucky's laws say on fireworks?
The Commonwealth's laws were amended in 2011 to open up the sale and use of consumer-grade fireworks, and they're identified in the laws. Bottle rockets, firecrackers, fountains, things of that nature. The only real restriction on the use of the fireworks is that they cannot be used within 200 feet of a vehicle, person, or structure. Then, of course, as John said, local laws can always supersede that and make those laws a little more restrictive.
Yeah. And Captain Vassar, Ohio.
Yes, in Ohio, much stricter laws. Sparklers are permitted, glow worms, novelty items. But things like bottle rockets, M80s, things of that nature, they are illegal in Ohio. You can buy them in Ohio, but you're supposed to get them out of Ohio within 2 days.
And there's a law, I think, that or a bill that's moving through the Ohio legislature that could change that, though, right?
Yeah, there's a bill right now to radically change that. It would make it very non-restrictive. It would be, as was described, you could use 1.4G fireworks, consumer-grade fireworks, the bottle rockers, the M80s, the more dangerous stuff, that would be legal in Ohio if this bill passes. That would happen in 2020. But right now, this bill is making its way through Congress.
Nancy?
I would like to correct you in the fact that M80s are illegal. They have been federally banned since 1965.
Sorry about that.
They're not a legal firework. I know that there's probably a lot of controversy in terms, but the legal fireworks industry fights the illegal fireworks industry, and M80s, silver salutes, cherry bombs are all part of that illegal fireworks industry.
Nice. I have noticed there are they're called M80s, but they're not the same thing.
They're never called M80s. There's M60s. They never use that 80 term. Those things have been. I know my family and company used to make them back in 1965, but they were banned back at that time.
I guess they're considered an explosive. Then.
Yes,
they're not just
a firework. The weight of the gram weight was way over the limit. You can only have 50 grams right now. So that makes it within the 1.4G classification.
Yeah. When we say consumer-grade fireworks, can you define that a little bit more for us, Nancy?
Well, there's several categories of fireworks. There's multiple-shot aerials. They go up in the air, and you're not allowed to have those in Ohio. You can have them in Kentucky. There's flying things that go up in the air, rockets, sparklers, which are probably they're allowed in all three states. Then you have 500-gram cakes, 200-gram cakes, 350-gram cakes. They're all different sizes. The 200-gram cakes are small. The most you can have is a 500-gram cake. Mm-hmm. That's the largest allowable 1.4G.
John, what about M80s in Indiana? Are they banned there as well?
Yeah. Federally.
Yeah, so it's federal, so it's okay, so it's everywhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us. Captain Vassar, I guess that rule is still in place, too. If you buy it in Ohio, you have to take it out of state.
Yeah, that was a change as far as there used to be they called it a liar's law, where there was a form you had to fill out saying you would take it out of the state within 2 days. Now, ordinarily, if somebody buys something, it was very common to use it here. That's why you heard all the fireworks going off around the 4th of July. They got rid of that form so you don't have to lie on paper anymore, but you're still supposed to get it out of the state within 2 days. You're not supposed to be using fireworks. If you see somebody shooting off fireworks here in Ohio, unless they're a vendor like the Ralsey Company, that's illegal.
So what about you purchase something in Indiana, you bring it into Ohio. How does that work?
That's illegal. Unless it's a sparkler or a glow worm or novelty
Again.
Item, it is illegal to use in Ohio.
Okay.
Unless you have a license like a business.
And what's the case in Kentucky, Chief?
Well, Kentucky, their legal use of fireworks over the age of 18. Again, it is regulated by gram weight of the composition of the product that you're using. You know, there's a wide variety of defined fireworks in the Commonwealth, from aerial devices to, as Nancy was saying, but it's as long as you're over 18 and you're, you know, not within 200 feet of a structure, person, or vehicle.
And you can buy out of state and bring them into Kentucky?
That is correct,
So
yeah.
you've got the most liberal laws of, it sounds like, of any of the three states.
Seemingly so. And growing up in Ohio, I may have signed one or two of those forms when I was younger.
And just to make sure, Erica or John in Indiana, I guess if I bought in Ohio or bought in Kentucky, can I bring them into Indiana and fire them off?
As long as they're 1.4G, yes, you can.
As long as they meet your legal standards.
Right. It doesn't have to be purchased in Indiana. You can buy them from another state. They simply have to be 1.4G, and those are marked on the firework, either on the box or on the individual firework. If it doesn't have the 1.4G designation, we warn people away from them because then they're not legal.
And that's a really good point, because all of the fireworks in the 1.4G category, consumer fireworks, have labels that have to pass consumer products. And the industry, the American fireworks industry, has gone beyond that. And sometimes there is a diagram that shows you how to set the firework up, how to place it, where you'd like your spectators to be, how far away. So it's very, very, very important to buy from reliable fireworks dealers, for one, if you're going to buy fireworks. The next thing would be to read the labels, because we have spent a lot of time and effort making sure that they're easy to read and they cover all the basics of how to set that firework up.
Yeah, I think, Nancy, a lot of people take them for granted and they think, oh, it's just a matter of sticking my lighter or my match up to the fuse, but it's not, is it?
No, you really, you know, it's just like a pro. If we go out on a show, we have our packages of fireworks, right? So we get to the shooting site, and the first thing we do is we lay our show out, and we have a script or directions. We lay everything out. So first of all, it's going to look great to the person who's watching it, but secondly, you want to make sure you're going to shoot them correctly. And that's what we want to get across to everybody, is that we want you to celebrate safely. We love fireworks. I love fireworks. We hope, and from the statistics that have sales have increased over the past 20 years, like threefold. So there are a lot of fireworks out there, and we want to make sure, the industry wants to make sure that you're going to celebrate in a safe manner. So please read the directions. If you're going to set a show up, have a nice launching pad outside so your firework is on a hard, smooth surface. And you want to dampen the area. You want to make sure it's not a dry space. So there are several other safety points that the American fireworks industry puts out. You can find them on their website at AmericanPyro.com. It's a wealth of information. I would suggest that any parent who is going to have fireworks, that they let their child go to the website. They can click on and they can download the 12 points that's called Celebrate Safely.
513-419-7100 to join us. Let's talk to Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for letting me give a comment. I actually work for the Federal Aviation Administration, and I am a hazmat inspector for the South Ohio area. And we constantly have problems with people buying fireworks between Indiana and Ohio and then packing them up in their bags and offering them to the airlines as checked baggage. And when they sign online and print out their ticket, they're checking a box that says they're not going to put hazardous materials in their checked bag, and that includes fireworks. So that's always a continued problem this time of year, and we go around doing outreach and to give people a warning that they can't do that because it's illegal.
Yeah. Hey, John, would you like to respond to that?
I completely agree with him. You shouldn't be carrying anything that's combustible on a bag that's going to go in an airline. And frankly, you should store fireworks very, very carefully and shouldn't be moving them around a lot. You've got to be very careful with it. It's combustible material, and you want to make sure that you're taking all the care that you can with those products. And to piggyback on what Nancy said earlier, we do a lot of education about safety with fireworks, and we really want people to enjoy the holiday but also to be safe, and we provide a lot of the same information that she talked about on our website called getprepared.in.gov.
Let's talk to Caleb in New Albany. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to bring up the issue about the litter and debris caused by fireworks. I enjoy them just as much as the average mid-20s-something male. But I think something that's not talked about enough is picking up after yourself, because fireworks do cause a lot of debris, and people seem to just let that go. Thank you. I'll take my comment off here.
Okay. Thank you, Caleb. And both these things that the callers have mentioned, transporting them on planes and then cleaning up your mess afterward, just seem like common sense things.
It does seem like common sense, but you know, as the president of Rozzy's Famous Fireworks, I constantly remind our exhibitors that when you go to a show site, you want to keep that area as clean as when you left it. So You're in the moment, you're shooting, and you have to tell the gentleman, hopefully, that he's going to make sure that he cleans up after him. There is debris. So what we suggest is having a rake. Have a rake around and rake up the ground, and then you want to dispose of them properly. You want to perhaps, if there is the paper debris, you can put in your trash. But if there is the other debris that's left from the firework, we suggest that don't approach anything before about 20 minutes. And then after the 20 minutes, you want to soak that item in water and put it in plastic, and then you put it, then dispose it into a bag.
You know, probably the best way to enjoy fireworks is to watch a professional show like what was just mentioned, Ms. Rossi, where they shoot off the fireworks. It's a real orderly event. According to the National Fire Protective Association, consumer fireworks just aren't the way to enjoy fireworks. In Ohio, it's illegal, but a backyard show with bottle rockets, according to them, and just many fire officials, is so dangerous that it's just something you want to enjoy watching professionals do. There's a lot of things that can go wrong.
How many kids get injured by fireworks?
I can't tell you how many kids get injured. I can tell you in the month of July, there's about 230 people that go into an emergency room every day as a result of fireworks. I can also tell you that that group of kids from 5 to 9 is the most represented age group of the people injured. Not the highest number, but proportionally the highest represented. So, and there's so many different things that can go wrong. A lot of times when people use fireworks, imagine it's the holiday, they're drinking. So we have a combination of alcohol and an explosive device. That doesn't bode well. And people, the stories are printed in the web. They were playing. They threw it at somebody. They held the rocket over their head, and it hit on
They're
them.
Not following the directions.
Exactly. They're not following it. Yeah. And even in Ohio, sparklers, which are legal, some sparklers burn around 2,000 degrees at the tip, which is about what a blowtorch blows at. Burns at. Would you let your kid run around the yard with a blowtorch playing with it? Of course not. So should you let them run around with a sparkler? I'm not saying it's illegal, but is it a good idea?
Yeah. And surely the crux of the argument is responsibility from the point of purchase to the use, not drinking and playing with fireworks.
Yeah, alcohol and fireworks do not
mix.
Right.
Not letting your six-year-old light the fireworks to the cleanup of the, you know, it's all about being responsible with the product.
Well, and using common sense as you're doing this. Chief Matthew, what do you see in Covington on the 4th of July? I imagine, is it a busier night than usual for firefighters?
Not necessarily busier as far as response. Sounds a lot like a war zone. The 4th of July in downtown Cincinnati would be the same, all that echoing off the buildings and whatnot. There's obviously an increased use of fireworks. We don't really see a dramatic increase in injuries or fires. We've had a few events related to fireworks. Had a church back in 2010 that caught fire from just a simple bottle rocket. But again, it's about responsibility, you know, using things responsible, not, you know, when they create the laws. They do that in an effort to keep people safe, to keep people's property safe. And as you know, as a fire agency, of course, we preach safety and we say, you know, don't do things that are going to create dangerous situations. But, you know, as well as I do, people are going to use fireworks. You're not going to stop it. And so educating people on how to use them safely and being responsible is really the best method to prevent tragic situations.
Absolutely. Education in any form, whether it be fireworks or children riding a bicycle or playing baseball. You know, we try to educate our children, and that's why I think that a program in school at a very young age, because I've been around the fireworks business since I was a child. And actually my mother was the one who shot fireworks in our backyard because my father was off shooting a fireworks display. So my mother was the one who taught us to be very, very careful. She was a big proponent of a bucket of water next to you. So as soon as that sparkler stopped, it went right in a bucket of water. So I learned as a very young child that you can enjoy fireworks and have a good time with them, but respect them because they have an element of excitement but an element of fire. So I was just taught from a very young age, and that's what I believe in, to teach and educate children to enjoy them and respect them.
John, on the 4th of July, the chief is right. I mean, I know my neighborhood, it sounds like a small war zone is going on. With so many fireworks being used, especially around 4th of July, Memorial Day, the major holidays, how do you enforce the fireworks laws?
Enforcement in Indiana is up to the local jurisdiction. So I can't speak for them, but I can tell you it's likely very difficult. I think it's been mentioned earlier in the program, and I can't remember who mentioned it, that they're prevalent. They're everywhere. You would be running every part of your jurisdiction to try to regulate that. So it really amounts to people being reasonable, people being safe, and taking care of the things that they need to take care of, having a water source nearby, when they're using fireworks, you know, don't use them near power lines, don't use them near homes, don't use them near trees, anything like that. And they really need to be cognizant of basic safety.
Captain Vassar, what are your thoughts in terms of enforcing fireworks laws, especially when so many people are using them anyhow?
Well, just like was pointed out, there's so much use of it. In Cincinnati, if you're seeing bottle rockets or anything, it's illegal unless it's being done by a professional. So, and you see them all the time. You hear it all day long. So our police force is just not large enough, and I don't think they're mandated to go out and arrest people for fireworks violations. It's just too prevalent. But we do, as the fire department, we did last year and we'll do every year, we remind people of the dangers involved and of the law in Ohio that it is illegal. And even if the legal ones, it's something that has to be super careful with, because we're sitting around here now and it's fine, but if that happens to you, if you blow your hand off, if you've seen a finger blown off or a severe burn on a face, yeah, it's something that's going to change the course of someone's life. So these things are they're toys, but in a way they're not toys.
Yeah. What's the penalty for using illegal fireworks?
I believe my reading said that it was a third degree
misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor. Yes. And it's a $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail, I believe. Either or.
So your biggest advice, though, in terms of if you're going to safe use of fireworks to you, is let the professionals do it, right?
Precisely. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Nancy, what's your advice as far as safe use of fireworks?
Well, because I'm in the fireworks industry, I believe in safety and education, and I believe in teaching people how to use them safely. I love fireworks. I love consumer fireworks. I love display fireworks. So as long as you are a responsible adult and there's no alcohol present, there's a designated exhibitor, you've set up your show, you're in a safe area, there's not a lot of obstructions, you walk up to your firework, you light it, and you step back, I think you'll be okay.
And you also, you would say, be cautious about what you're buying.
Of course. Yes,
what you're buying,
always.
Right?
Go to a reputable dealer who has a brick-and-mortar store, especially in Ohio, but in Covington, I believe you have tent sales. But yes, go to someone reputable. Do not buy anything out of the back of a car. You're likely to buy something illegal, which means the illegal fireworks industry, which is the explosives that are overloaded that you are not allowed to have. And I come in contact with people. So we try to educate. Do not buy those types of things. They are too impressive for the normal person to shoot off. They're too big.
Is it true that don't buy things in a brown paper bag? Because typically those are professional grade.
If I could say one thing, that's what I would say. They're not made by reputable companies. They are illegal products that have found their way into the United States market. We, as an industry, do not condone it, and we caution everyone that if you have something that it's in a brown, it's brown, it doesn't have a consumer label on it, it's not legal for you to be shooting.
Chief, what's your biggest tip for doing this safely, if you're going to do it?
Don't argue with Nancy. I mean, it's really hard to argue with that logic, honestly. You know, being responsible, doing it within the confines of the law really is, you know, the biggest thing. We've had strike teams go out during the 4th of July. And the biggest issues we've had are the things related to the fireworks, drinking, letting minors play with fireworks. It's not so much that they're shooting the fireworks off, it's the irresponsible nature. And so, you know, just do it if you're going to do it. Do
follow
it responsibly.
Directions, be
follow
responsible.
The directions, yeah. Actually read the directions for once, be responsible, and do it within the confines of the law.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Captain Maurice Vassar with the Cincinnati Fire Department, Fire Chief Dan Matthew with the Covington Fire Department, and Nancy Rossi of Rossi's Famous Fireworks, also John Erickson, Director of Public Affairs with the Indiana Department of Homeland Security.